Thank you to MyFitnessPal for supporting the Daily Boost today. MyFitnessPal, they provide powerful tools to make it easier for everybody, including you, to live a healthier life by tracking meals and physical activity. It's awesome. Now, for a limited time, get a premium membership for free for 3 months by going to boost.myfitnesspal.com with the promo code BOOST. How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Are you off to a happy Monday, or are you kind of like, it's Monday? Time change. If that's you, we need to find you something to do on a Monday that you like a little bit more than maybe what you're currently doing. We'll work on that maybe this week sometime, okay? Today, we're going to talk about joyfulness and happiness and how some Stoic rules, some Stoic philosophy, you know, that thing that goes back about 2,000 years, how it'll make your life easier and better and make you take a breath and calm down and really, really spend your time doing things you like to do if you pay attention. So come on for the ride. If you haven't followed Stoicism all, we'll just go a little bit deep into it today. A little bit deep. Is that even possible? Yeah, it is. We'll do it. I'll prove it. Okay, it is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Cannot believe just about ready to wrap up our 15th season. We started the show and just keep going in 2022, going into our well over 4,000 episodes now, 50 million downloads, and our 16th year of doing this program. And, you know, it's really a testament to what the show is all about. This show is really all about this. If you've been here 15 years or you just showed up today, it's stand up, it's take a step, and repeat. That doesn't mean stand up, take a step, and stop for a year or two. That doesn't what that mean. Because in life, that's what happens. So this show is a testament to what we teach here. I know that goals, I know that things you want to accomplish are difficult sometimes. I know that you don't feel good sometimes, or you get stressed, or you just get off track. I get that. That's why we show up every single day and say, whatever, come on, let's go. And 15 years later, still moving. How are you? It's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today. Before I get going, the number one prerequisite of this show, and you got to do it. I took a survey. Everybody likes to do it. I'm going to remind you right now, have you done your homework? Now, pay attention to this. And if you haven't done this, then when this show is over, I want you to. I want you to take about 5 minutes and sit down with a pad of paper and ask yourself, how's your life going? And as soon as you do that, if you pay attention, your mind's going to be flooded with good and bad, both. Pay attention to the good, go get more of it. If there's something really bad, start making changes to move in a better direction. But until you stop and say, how's my life going? You can't get there. And that's where it all begins. I want to tell you about something that my wife and I have used for years to track our calories and our macros. It's well over 10 years now. MyFitnessPal. If you need to do that, or maybe you're just interested in learning about nutrition and fitness habits, or you need some new routines to get healthier, MyFitnessPal can help. Now, it's not just about counting calories. MyFitnessPal helps you break down ingredients. It logs your activities so you can figure out what works for you, which is really hard to do sometimes. And you can do it your way. Low carb, heart health, whatever you want. And with the MyFitnessPal premium membership, you get expert guidance and custom tools like the Deeper Nutritional Insights tool. It helps you figure out which foods fuel you the best. It's powerful. You also get access to guided daily workouts and meal plans written by dietitians and exercise scientists. MyFitnessPal, everything you need to get and to stay healthy. So I want you to check it out. If you haven't for a while, do it now. For a limited time, get a premium membership free for 3 months by going to boost.myfitnesspal.com with promo code BOOST. Let me spell that out, literally. That's boost.myfitnesspal.com with the promo code BOOST for a 3 month free premium membership. I am a fan of Stoic philosophy. Now, you have undoubtedly heard about Stoic philosophy. If you haven't, go check it out. Just Google it. It's everywhere. It's philosophy. It's been around well over 2,000 years now, and I'm a fan of it, and I want to come at it from a different angle today because I'm a creative guy. I started life as everything creative. Started radio and all kinds of stuff after that, film and TV, the whole thing, before I got in this world. And as a creative guy, I wanted to break the rules. I didn't look at any philosophy that would tell me what to do and go, what, I have to do that? Really? But one day I got smart, well, at least a little smarter, and I went, wow, there have been people on this planet a lot longer than I've been here, and they learned a few things, and they wrote it down. And Stoic philosophy to me sounded like what was going on in my head. It's called Scott logic, common sense that made sense to me. Well, somebody else has some common sense. I said, well, let's see if this works. So if you're creative or somebody who has trouble finding rules or doesn't want to follow the rules, whatever it happens to be, even if it's your own happiness and joyfulness that is at play here, listen a little bit. Give me a couple ideas. Not going to go real deep. Just a couple of simple ideas drawn directly from Stoic philosophy that will maybe help you be a little happier today or tomorrow, whatever. Just think about it this way, okay? Number one, here's something that it's first on the list for a reason. If you're going to learn and succeed, you need to be humble. Really hard for a guy like me. I mean, I show up in the front row and I'm going to talk back to you. That's it. What do you know? I know more than you, and then I'll discuss it for a while, and you'll eventually talk me into the fact that you're smarter than I am. That's how I used to be. A long time ago, I learned to sit down, shut up, and be humble. There is always somebody who's smarter, always somebody who's more successful, and always somebody who's wiser. And if you put yourself in that mindset in your day-to-day life, it doesn't put you down at all. Just put in that mindset. It puts you in a very humble and respectful position. Guess what? You learn. Number two, I want you to find the right scene. You've heard different versions of this over the years. Choose your friends and your situations. If you want to rise in life, you can't allow yourself to be held down by others. And these days, you got to watch out. Because a lot of people who are maybe you think might lift you have not even lifted themselves. Instagram, Facebook, things like that. Be careful. Find the right scene, the situations, find the right people. Do not spend any time in the wrong places or with the wrong people. Don't do that. It's just going to bring you down. And you know it. You feel it in your bones anyway. What do I do, Scott? Get new friends. Find a new spot to go to. There's a lot of them out there. Trust me. Number three, protect your time. Seneca said that we're tight-fisted with our property and money. And yet think too little about wasting time. The one thing about which we should all be the toughest misers. Life is short. As I've embraced that in my life, I've slowed things down. I've let so much go. I've embraced every second of the day, even if it's taking a nap or petting my dog or, on a date with my wife. Life is short. Embrace that time. Number four, never do anything out of a habit. Wait a second, Scott. You do habit shows all the time. Yeah, I know. Certain things are going to be on autopilot, but don't just jump in and do it. Always think about how you can do things better and always question yourself. Some of the most influential change you'll have on yourself is when you look at what you've been doing forever out of habit because it's efficient and it's easy and you don't have to think about it. And just take a moment and think, can I make this better? Can I make it easier? Is there another way I could go? Always be evaluating that. Big one for me is number five here. Keep it simple. Do your job. Always think about how you can do things better. And always question yourself. Now, that doesn't mean always changing the rules. It just, if I'm going to sit down and do something, do the best I can right now, the best I possibly can, and question whether I'm doing it right or wrong. Are we going to mumble and stumble along? Yeah, we will. It is hard to do your best nonstop. I'll give you that. I fight with that myself. You might get a little bit tired. You might get distracted. But do the best you can. And to the degree that you can do it, you're going to really succeed at certain things. Number six, adapt and learn from failure. So true, huh? When you use your success to justify complacency, by the way, that's pretty common. It's pretty easy, too. You don't get anything. I think you can do more than you've been doing. Even if you do fail, I think you can do more. You can do it better, can't you? And finally, number seven, live below your means. Age-old advice. The more you need to work to maintain your needs, the less you will enjoy what you have. If you've ever found yourself in that situation, and I certainly have over the years, or I've got the big house or all the toys or spending too much money flying airplanes and traveling and things like that. And suddenly I'm spending all my time just working to maintain all of that. And I've done that over the years many, many times up until maybe 10 years ago even. And okay, enough of that stuff. Just enough. Let's go with old school here and just be smart. Live below your means. Be stoic. Simple stuff, really basic stuff. In this world where there's so much advice out there, I focus just on one thing, and that's it. I'll show up every single day, and I'll try to figure out what I want, why I want it, and how to go get it, and I'll do it again tomorrow and the next day. And then, just fortunately, because of the world I live in, I get to help others do the same thing. So to me, You simplify it down to just the basics. Close the door, turn off the phone, turn off Facebook, turn off Slack, turn off all that stuff, and do your thing. That's all. You'll be amazed how time slows down. You will manufacture time in your day if you do that. Is it easy? Yeah, you might need a reminder, which is why I'll be here tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, huh? All right. Enough of that for you. We got a good week of shows coming up. No, I'm not going to tell you what they are. You're going to have to come back tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. But today, stay stoic, stay happy, stay joyful, and I'll see you tomorrow. So long.